WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because it's available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. Got a great two-hour show lined up for today. Will include lots of new music recently released, along with some familiar tunes, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you of music from A-ha, the Rembrandts, and Madness. Plus new tunes from Beach Bunny, Girl in Red, and David. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Static and Verona. This is Let Us Be Reckless here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
We'll never lose our way if we count each day like the others. You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
the pebbles forgive me, the trees forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
I will find.
Today's a special day. It's my birthday, which is quite exciting. And yeah, I am a little bit under the weather, and I'm a little bit behind because I was late to the show. However, I'm just gonna go for it, and whatever happens, happens. So I'll just let you listen.
It's going to be a high night tonight. with a man, but this man won't give back her love, so this is her cry. She's a white diving angel in disguise. She fell in love with a man, but this man won't give back her love, so this is her cry.
Music. when they ask me, but I cried all night in the backseat. No one knows what I feel inside. Tears fell down at the party, like water all on my body. No one knows when I'm really alright. Pulled apart by feeling so raw. Voices shout so loud, can't ignore. I used to think I knew what I wanted. I'm high enough from all the high pressure. I just wanna make myself better. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I broke down in Paris. Tried to hide my emotions.
Why is there no mic 4 on here? Can you move to the other mic?
Which one?
Move to either 2 or 3.
Okay.
Anyways, hi, I'm Alec again. And then this is Sanaa.
Hi.
Oh my god. Hello.
Hi. I'm, you know, I work downstairs actually in the basement of Curtis. There's a lot of important work being done there.
Did you know there's a basement underneath Curtis Hall?
Did you know there's engineers beneath Curtis Hall? Yeah, so you know, I worked there this summer and I saw that Alec was DJing for an hour or so, and I was like, oh my gosh, I should totally come up and say hi to Alec and wish him a happy birthday. And everyone, wish Alec a happy birthday. Call in if you haven't called in.
Please do not call
if you haven't called in. Please call in. It's Alec's birthday. Give him all the birthday wishes. I love Alec. He's amazing. He's just such a sweetheart, you know. He really knows and loves music, and that's just something that I love about him. And he's such a gentle human being, but he isn't when he wants to be.
Which is something I'm leaving behind in 19-dom, and yeah.
What are you being crazy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Leave the craziness at 19.
Exactly. Because, like, I was, like, getting ready. I was like, oh, I'm in my 20s.
You're in your 20s.
I know. Like, I already have to, like, start this new decade good, you know?
Yes.
And I am.
Absolutely.
Days
planned out in a good way. Okay. Yeah. Any highlights?
Well, the highlight is our...
Our evening.
But other than that, just enjoying the day, running some errands, an adult.
Being 20. Wow, okay.
Embodying 20.
I actually just applied for my absentee ballot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yes. This is a girl who's turning 21 in 6 months.
Wow. Did you not already have... Wait, ooh, did I... Do you have to do that every time?
Yeah, if you want an absentee ballot.
Ooh, I got it.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
You have to register for your absentee ballot.
Please vote, guys. Please vote.
If you're not registered to vote, register to vote.
We have to log that.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I forgot. Yeah.
Anyway, we're just doing really adult things, you know?
Yeah, talking about voting and errands and...
Ugh.
Ugh. But yeah, no, very exciting. Very exciting. I don't know. I mean, maybe this feeling will wear off and I'll go back to my old ways, but I do feel very like... did you guys...
Bro woke up.
I woke up.
Bro woke up 20 years old and was like, you know, I'm going to change my life.
Well, I naturally woke up at like 7 a.m.
Because you're 20. And that's what 20-year-olds do. I've actually been sleeping till 12 when there's no alarm. So actually, that's not what 20-year-olds do.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and my room is going to be spick and span. And like...
Bed frame?
Bed, no. I think it's a Bedford. I was like, what? No, bed frame? No, not at all.
Mattress on floor?
Mattress is not...
So you need to leave that at 20. Frame. Okay, you have a bed frame.
I keep confusing. Yeah, I have a bed frame. No backboard.
Headboard. Backboard is basketball.
Did you know I used to play basketball for one trimester?
You played trimester basketball? What?
I don't know what words are.
Did you also know that Alec loves baseball?
I'm going to work on that when I'm 20. I also really like baseball.
Alec loves baseball. He used to play baseball.
I played baseball one season.
That voice played baseball.
No, it wasn't even this voice. It was the girl voice.
Oh, it was your voicemail voice.
My voicemail voice. If any of you want to call me today, wish me a happy birthday.
But I not on WMFO. Call his iPhone.
call my iPhone.
His number is...
Yeah, that's not... No, but if you call my iPhone, chances are, one, I probably won't pick up. But maybe I will now because I'm 20. And two...
20 is all about responding to your text messages.
Loki, no, because I was about to turn my red receipts on. I know.
No, that's not an adult move. That's not 20. That's
no,
like 15.
No, I was speaking to like a 20-something, like on set. Not in that way. But I mean, but anyways, I was speaking to a 20-something. And he was like, yeah, like, I have my red receipts on.
I don't like that. I don't like read receipts. I'm not in the business of reading receipts.
So, I think, but it places the responsibility on you to actually respond to your text. You know, I might need this.
Back when I was 17.
Yeah.
When I was mad at someone, I would turn my read receipts on for them only.
Okay, yeah. Like, everyone does that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Read receipts are for the immature. But
no, but I think that's only, like, in the specific circumstance that you're talking about. And I'm talking about, like, just, like, a general, like, oh, I need to keep myself accountable.
You know what's not? You know what's not adult?
No.
Customizing different things on your iPhone about your person that like correlate to your personality.
Agreed.
Like, who cares if you have lower caps lock off or whatever?
Yeah. Like, why are you doing like it's not? I don't even want to say jailbreak because it's like a childish jailbreaking. It's not you. You're not even getting close to it.
Yeah. First of all, 19 and 20 year olds these days don't know anything about jailbreaking. I only know about jailbreaking because I had like a 25-year-old, I have like a 28-year-old sister.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason I know about jailbreaking. So, yeah. What do you know about jailbreaking, Alec? Literally nothing.
Low-key. I thought about it really hard when I was younger, but never got around to it. It's like the illusion of having the half-brother.
I do know how to jailbreak a Fire Stick, though. I can really jailbreak a Fire Stick and get Kodi TV.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Jailbreaking a Fire Stick?
Yes, you've talked to this about this with me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We did.
Okay, cool.
Hence why I brought up jailbreaking. Jailbreaking, what even is that?
What do you even know about jailbreaking? All kids these days know is brat, giat.
Brat.
Brat and giat.
None of you even knew. I was an angel.
Y'all don't even know how I'm feeling
You call yourself a brat. I'm an angel.
I'm an angel. You're a brat. What do you know about Pop 2?
What do you know about Pop?
Do you even know Boom Clap?
You were calling her Boom Clap Girl 6 months ago.
Do you even know her entire, like, the entire chorus from Fancy? Like, are you even a real fan?
Exactly.
I'm so fancy.
Heartbreaks and earthquakes, yeah.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Mm. Anyways, what were you about to say?
I was going to say something about 19 and 20, but I don't really remember, so...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's, like, I feel like the same difference between, like, 17 and 18, but, like, I'm not crying.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Does that work?
20 is a great age, because nothing you do when you're 20 really matters. It's just sort of just, like, a throwaway age, you know?
I thought that about 19.
19 is the worst age. 19 sucks.
I did feel like
20
the worst
also
at
sucks.
19.
20
genuinely
really sucks,
the worst.
Though.
Why does 20? Well, because it's, like, the precipice of 21.
Yes, exactly.
But, like, also... I don't know. I feel kind of okay about that. I'm like, yeah, I do turn 21.
Well, that's just
here.
Because you have a July birthday. I'll just deal like, with you'll it. Never.
Yeah, I'm also not going to
You'll never be us.
Yeah, I'm also going to be legally. Like.
You'll be in Europe. I'll see you in Europe, spring break. What?
What?
Yes.
Really?
Oh.
Ooh. Don't threaten me with a good time. Oh my God.
Paris in love.
Ooh. That was the other thing. The
biggest moving to Paris.
It's bilingual 20s. Did you know that? Did you know that?
You're gonna be one of those people who like raises your kids bilingual with honestly, like, no relationship to the yes, culture whatsoever.
For sure. Amanda and I just started like texting in French, like Franglish. God. Yeah, deal with it. Me and Sarah, Franglish, deal with it.
Whatever. I don't even care that much. What do I know? I don't even take a language.
I'm about to harbor a trilingual.
I don't even take a language because I'm going to be employed after college. Like, ugh.
Whoa.
Whoa, sorry. Sorry, that's a little 19 years old of me.
Yeah, come on now.
That's actually a little 23 of me.
Honestly, yeah.
I feel like 23, 24 is when people start to, like, really discuss what they majored in college. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
I really haven't. Yeah, I'm sorry. The active side.
Yeah. Oh, what'd you major in college? ILVS.
Yeah, I always go like international literary visual studies, and then I go, it's a mouthful, and then they're like, what does that mean? And then I'm like, it's complet with an international lens and a visual focus, and like they're like, wow, you have that down to a T, and I was like, yeah, I know, I've practiced.
Yeah.
So.
You're basically, like, in the Tufts Gallatin school.
I know. Like, Tufts Gallatin. When Amanda tells me about, like, oh, yeah, like, I met someone who majored in the color blue, I was like, that feels like what I'm doing. But, like, not as controversial, but, like, somehow just as, like, grossly controversial in my mind. Like, because I just rub shoulders with so many engineers, and so many of them are, like, gay engineers, so they make me, it just feels worse.
I know, I'm just, like, there is, like, definitely a hierarchy of gay people, and while most people are, like, oh, like, yeah, like, those who major in, like, art, and, like, those who, like, do art and, like, literature, like, those are the peak gay people, but they don't realize that the peak gay people are actually the ones in STEM, because they are just, like, cracked.
Well, what do you mean by
Eleanor?
Peak?
Eleanor?
Well,
come
Eleanor's
on.
Amazing,
peak
but, like,
lesbian.
I'm... Well, yeah, but like that's like Eleanor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like
I kind of disagree. Well, you Sana are quite spectacular.
No, like, and I totally agree. Thank you for saying that.
But I wouldn't say it's because you're an engineer. I know some pretty, like, STEM gays.
Do you now?
But, like, just, like, through, like, meeting, like, just, like, friends of friends. Like, so removed, it's, like, because it's just such a different
Well, they're
vibe.
The ones who go to... Never mind.
And also, like, yeah. Well, they're also...
Biting
yeah.
my tongue.
No, because I was at... When
yeah,
I was
but
at
Bergen's
Pride,
awesome.
Yeah, Bergen is awesome. No, I'm talking about when I went to Pride this weekend. I'm talking about the guys who wouldn't dare touch the crowd below, but would be watching from their windows of their very expensive apartment.
Those are finance gays.
I know, those are finance gays.
Those are finance gays. Finance is not STEM.
I kind of just categorize it like that.
Because you're an ILVS major. Everything
I know. Everything is
STEM to
me.
Political science is a science to you.
I can't even measure a desk. I can. But it's just
that Facebook Marketplace is a struggle for you.
Yeah, well, what do you mean? I have a dresser.
Oh, look at you.
Well, it was like someone just put it right across the street, and I came back and I was like, oh my God, a dresser. And then I just brought it up.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I know. It's kind of like dorm looking, so I don't know if I'll keep it, but like, yeah. Mm. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. Should I play more music? Or
yeah,
just...
you should totally play more music. I have to go back to work
yeah,
downstairs.
You do. Okay.
I got to go back to my basement. Speaking of basement, California basement?
California basement, yeah.
Wow. We have to do, like, a joint show together sometimes. This was awesome.
This was very...
This was magic.
This is electric.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well. Well, thanks for having me on, Alec.
Of course. Thank
Always
you
a pleasure. I'm going to
yeah.
go code some crap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go code.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, anyways, next is some Magdalena Bay. So please enjoy, and bye.
Thank you. keep us together. My hands, your hands, our hearts forever. No way, I'll break, hold on forever. Yeah, I give and you give, till it's all that we have. You know nothing is better than death and bullets.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm back. Yeah, just, you know, doing the thing. You know, doing the thing always. Yeah. Anyways, birthday show, yay, yay, yay. Not a lot of plans today, but like a decent amount of plans, you know, the usual stuff. And I don't know, very excited. I hope to be back soon doing WMFO. I was just talking to Sanaa, who was just on, about doing a show during the summer, because that was just so fun. And I haven't done a show with someone in a long time, and also doing a show with someone keeps me accountable. So, yeah, I don't know. That might be the vibe going forward. So if you want to tune to California Basement or some variation of it in the near future, keep your eyes peeled and your ears open. So, yeah. This is Future Perfect by the Girardi Column, and I haven't been announcing any of the songs, but whatever, it's fine. Just text me.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to my show. I will be back soon. This is a classic deep cut. Just felt like I'm getting older. I have to play something from my youth. This was the rave of my high school art kid scene. So please enjoy X-Ray by Tommy Cash. Bye.
I see you with my X-Ray.
I see you with my X-ray.